And welcome to another edition of Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time with this program that is streamed live on the internet at richarddugan.com. And there are archives. When the program's over, you can go to the radio show's page. And at the very top will be the guest and the link to the audio file for that particular guest. We hope that you will take advantage of that opportunity to not only listen again, but also share with your friends and family and pass on the link, if you will, email it on and let people know about the program and that we are here and we're here to help you and you kind of help us too. We kind of work together and that's kind of what it's about. Working together, helping to understand where the other is coming from and so we can all sort of move forward to a better world. This is an absolutely fantastic and beautiful Saturday here on the central coast of California, where I happen to reside, and we've got beautiful sunny skies. Somewhere in the mid-70s, yesterday was on a warm side, probably in the mid-upper 80s, which I question in late October. What is the deal on the central coast? But that's what is. And we had a little bit of a storm roll through this area and got a lot of rain, which we desperately needed, especially with the fires that we'd had here, both here and in Los Angeles area. So that was a very nice gift from above, if you will. And we are going to talk today about some other gifts that are available to you through the website and the voice of our regular guest. He is our three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne, and his website is astroview.com. David, it's a pleasure to have you back. We have you back about every 6 months or so to let people know what's available and give them an opportunity to talk to you and get some insight from you. How are you doing today?
Oh, just great, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
It's wonderful to hear your voice again. Like I say, we don't get to talk as often as we used to some time ago, but it's just a nice opportunity to spend the next hour with callers here on the Central Coast as well as across the country. Locally, you can call 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. Or if you're outside the 805 area, you're listening on the internet at richarddugan.com, you can call 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. Let me see if I remember the protocol, David. I believe you need their... I guess I should get this in order. I know that's a birthplace, birth time, and a birth date. Is that the proper order that you'd like to have them give that? Because I know you're entering that information in.
I have to put it into the computer. So the first thing we need is their date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is the time of birth.
Okay.
And the third thing is the place of birth.
Okay. Date, time, and day.
And if we get that, and hopefully people will have a birth certificate or have accurate time of their birth time, then the computer just immediately creates a horoscope. It's a Vedic astrology horoscope. We're not using Western astrology. We're using Vedic astrology from India, which actually predates other astrology systems. It's thousands of years old. It was used by the ancient kings and royal persons of India. And we are using the sidereal zodiac. So it's 23 degrees earlier than the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers. For example, right now, today, most Western astrologers will tell you that Jupiter is an Aquarius, but we're going to subtract 23 degrees for Vedic astrology, and it actually moves back into Capricorn. And the same thing with the sun sign. Like now, today, in Western astrology, sun is at 23 degrees Libra, so we're going to subtract 23 degrees, and it's at 0 degrees in Vedic astrology. Now, the reason I'm saying this is just in case I do somebody's reading and they go, oh, I thought I was a Scorpio, and you're telling me I'm a Libra. That's okay. It's just that we're using a slightly different mathematical, calculation point. And then, but we read the chart from the ascendant or the rising sign, which tells the person basically who they are and their health and their reputation and appearance. We do look at the sun sign and describe that. We also look at the moon sign, which is our emotional context. You know, this is very interesting that, when I'm talking about intelligence with a person, we can look at sun as innate intelligence. We can look at moon as the ability to comprehend and emotionally connect. We can look at Mercury as the analytical problem-solving capability. We can look at Mars ruling the brain. We can look at Jupiter ruling wisdom and morality. Now, so what you notice there is that there's four or five different elements connected with intelligence and our emotional state. Now, this explains why somebody could have a very strong sun, for example, and then they have, you know, a strong sense of self and ego, and, you know, they have a good father and good relations with authority figures. But on the other hand, maybe they have a debilitated moon, and this causes them difficulty in the emotional, you know, context with other people.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, does Vedic astrology potentially also change one's actual astrological sign? For example, my birth date is 0626, and so for most I would say, well, that's Cancer. Now, it may still fall in Cancer in Vedic astrology, but is it, again, that 23-degree shift, or does that put me into a different sun? That's the sun sign of Western astrology, isn't it?
Correct. See, the thing is that any it depends on the, you know, the Western position. Again, mm-hmm. if it's late Cancer or something, then the chances are you'll still be in Cancer in Vedic astrology.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to subtract
that 23 degrees.
Yeah, we do. I was just trying to find your chart here.
Sure. And I guess that's so that it is possible that somebody could be one sun sign in Western astrology, and because they're on the cusp of, say, two signs, date-wise, they could be a different sign in Vedic astrology?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That happens all the time.
Okay.
See, the same thing with you. You're June 26th, which in Western astrology is the sun sign in Cancer. But we're going to subtract 23 degrees, and your sun actually moves back to 11 degrees Gemini.
Okay.
So you're in Vedic astrology, you're Gemini. Now, let me just mention in the kindest way I can, the astronomically, the sidereal zodiac is more accurate than the tropical zodiac.
Mm-hmm. And you said that because this is mathematical, it's scientific.
Right. And my point is that, you know, any astronomer will tell you that, you know, right now, today, sun is at 0 degrees Libra, whereas Western astrologers will say, well, it's at 23 degrees Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 23 degrees difference. Basically, what happens is that the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers is based on a fixed position of the stars 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
And we are using the position of the stars at the moment of your birth.
Uh-huh,
so
okay.
It's a little bit different, and mm-hmm. I don't want to get into I really have a lot of respect for Western astrologers.
Right.
But I...
it's just a different thought process from that standpoint.
A little different paradigm.
Right.
A little different paradigm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, 22 years ago, first off, 30-some-odd years ago, I had a Western reading, and I was very impressed with astrology. I thought, gee, astrology must have some value because this really resonates. And then 22 years ago, I had a reading with a Vedic astrologer from India, and I was absolutely floored. I was absolutely so impressed because it was very precise dealing with, you know, my own life. For example, I'll tell one personal story here while we're waiting for callers to call in.
Mm-hmm.
But feel free to cut me off if somebody's ready.
Absolutely. And let me just, before you tell the story, let me just give that number out again. 564-1290. Put 805 in front of that outside this particular immediate area. But 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290 if you're listening live on the internet, streaming from richarddugan.com. So go ahead with that story that you were going to tell us. And then after your story, we're going to take a little break.
Okay. So what happened to me is... I was predisposed to astrology. I thought it had some value. And then 22 years ago, this Vedic astrologer from India did a reading for me. And I'm sitting next to him, looking at a piece of paper that he had in his hand, which was my horoscope. And it was just, you know, mathematical numbers and a few abbreviations for Sun, Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, that type of thing. And he says to me, he says, David, when you were born, did your mother die, or did she just leave? Well, I fell off my chair. I mean, I was so impressed because how could this guy looking at a piece of paper, who knew, he knew nothing about me whatsoever, understand that there had been some problem relative to my mother? In fact, the day I was born, I was given up for adoption. And so it was. I just realized that what this mathematical stuff, this horoscope, really has. It really has. It knows who we are. You can read a person from a horoscope. So when I left that reading that day, I set out. I said, "This is. I want to know this. I want to know it for myself, for my wife, for my children. I want to know who I am, who my children are, who my wife is. I want to know my friends." So I spent the first 10 years just studying for myself. I just really wanted to know this knowledge. And then about 12 years ago, I found a professor in India that was just, I think he's the best professor in the world, and I spent 10 years studying with him and received my master's degree in professorship in Vedic astrology. So now it's become the tail that wags the dog. I really want to share this knowledge with the public, share it with people, so that they can understand, oh, sun is father, moon is mother, Jupiter's husband, Venus is wife. So let's take a look and see how they're operating in a chart. If sun is strong, the person has support from their father and authority figures, and vice versa. If sun is weak, afflicted, debilitated, badly placed. And I say this all the time, like with women that come to see me. I say, you know, men are like book covers, and you don't want to marry somebody because he's got a nice book cover. You don't know what chapter 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 is going to have to do. So with Vedic astrology, it's real simple. When a woman comes to visit me, I look to see how Jupiter is operating in her chart. Now, if Jupiter is afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed, then she has a tendency to attract men who have some weakness. I think I've told you this story in the past where I saw a man's chart once where Venus, representing wife, was so afflicted, so debilitated, afflicted, and badly placed that it turned out that his wife committed suicide. So my point is when I say to a woman, you know, you want to look at a man's chart before you get too serious about the relationship. And if he has an afflicted, debilitated, badly placed Venus, then his wife is going to suffer. Now, do you want to be that wife?
Yeah.
So the choice then is she's got two choices. She either immediately says, you know what, we can be friends, but let's not be intimate friends, let's not be romantic friends. Or she says to me, David, I really love this guy. What are the remedies? And then we can do, if we do the, here's the other thing. Everything in a horoscope is predestined and will come to pass. But anything in a horoscope can be changed. Now, that's a tremendous paradox. So people ask me, is this free will or predestiny? And the answer is, if you're not aware of your horoscope, which is called Sanchita Karma, it's the karma that you are working out in this lifetime. If you're not aware of your horoscope, then yes, you will meet with that destiny because you are in the dark. But when we turn on the light of this knowledge, Vedic astrology in India is called Jyotisha, which means the divine science of light on time and karma. So when we turn on the light of this knowledge, then darkness can disappear. So we can start doing the planetary remedies for a chart. If you know where the draft is coming from, you can fix the draft.
Mm-hmm.
If you know which tire is low in air on your bus of life, you can put air in that tire. And my experience over the last 10 years of doing planetary remedies for charts is absolutely amazing. So we can fix our charts and fix our lives. But most people are not aware of this knowledge, so they're going down the highway of life, ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump.
That's why we say on the program, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices. So we're going to continue with David Hawthorne, our Vedic astrologer. 3-minute astrology readings here on the program. Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, when we come back.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close. Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. They want to get you a man hold right now until they go, and they'll go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the first thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Are addictions ruining your life? Have you lost hope and long to discover help for a brighter tomorrow? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you interested in assisting those affected by disasters both here at home and across the country, like the recent hurricanes along the Gulf Coast? The American Red Cross Santa Barbara County Chapter is offering free disaster training courses in Santa Barbara. Pre-registration is required, so sign up now. For more information, call 687-1331, 687-1331, or visit on the web at www.sbredcross.org.
Tell me your story, new paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com. And we encourage you to tune in, listen in, call in, 564-1290, 805-564-1290, or 866-564-1290. David Hawthorne, our three-minute astrologer, is here. And David, before we take our first caller, I wanted to sort of reiterate what we've used as a general analogy of what I kind of put this analogy together of what Vedic astrology is. It's like you lay out, based upon the birth date, birth time, and birthplace, a roadmap of sorts, or a roadmap that has certain conditions along certain portions of that road, and that you are saying, you know what, in the first 15 miles of your roadmap here from where you are today forward to, say, next February, it's going to be pretty good. Sunny skies, cool temperatures, and moderate breezes. But come March through, say, May, you're looking at a lot of rain showers, possibly even some severe thunderstorms. And so you may want to take precautions. And that's where the remedies, as you've talked about, come in. And that's still a fair analogy, isn't it?
Oh, you've absolutely, yes. The thing is, I have, often when I'm doing readings to people, I say to them, look, I'm just the weatherman. I'm just reporting the weather. Don't get upset with me. But the value is, if you know a big storm is coming, then you can hunker down inside, put on an extra log in the fireplace, you can relax a little bit, and be safe and comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to go to our first caller here.
Let me say one other thing.
Sure, go ahead.
It reminds me of a story that Ron White, who's a very funny comedian, I once heard him talking about this guy who was, you know, being interviewed on CNN or something. He was out, you know, he was a young kid, real husky and strong, and he said he was going to live out in the hurricane, you know, to show how strong he was. And he wasn't worried about leaving, wasn't worried about a hurricane. And Ron White says, you know, it's not a matter that the wind is blowing. It is what the wind is blowing. He says, I don't care how young and how strong you are, if you get hit by a Volvo,
Oh, I love that, Ron White.
He's funny.
But that's true. Absolutely correct. And so, yeah, we do need to be mindful. It's when the rains came through here, they had us all prepared for the potential of a massive flooding, runoff and debris from the fire areas. And I mean,
mudslides.
And we had none of that, which was actually, in one sense, I would have to say, rather quite miraculous, but grateful as well.
Okay. All right. So we got Sue on the line.
We have Sue on the line. And Sue, you're talking with David Hawthorne, our three minute astrologer.
Sue, I need your date of birth.
Yes. It is May 1st, 1936, 7:51 a.m., Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right, let me just see here. May 1st, 1936.
Yes.
It's 7:51 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Now, Sue, have we done your reading in the past?
Yes, you have. Yeah, and if that's too boring, I'm going to ask you where the transits are.
Okay, that's not too boring. It's never too boring for me. I'm glad you called back. It means that it must have resonated on some level with you.
So. It absolutely has.
Okay, very good. So this, under Vedic astrology from India, this gives the Gemini rising sign.
Yes.
And your sun moves out of Taurus back into Aries. Not in Taurus, it's in Aries.
Yeah, but give me the degrees of the rising and the sun.
The rising sign is 9 degrees, 47 minutes of Gemini.
Okay, and the sun?
Your sun is at 18 degrees, 1 minute Aries.
And
your moon is at 22 degrees, 44 minutes of Leo. Now, do you use email at all, the internet?
Yeah, I do.
Well, have somebody send me an email, and I will email back to you a copy of your Vedic astrology horoscope.
Oh, that would help a lot.
Yeah, just send it to david@astroview.com. So meanwhile, let's go ahead and give you a little reading here, and yes, we'll talk about transits. And the first thing I'm going to tell, well, first off, let me just give you a reminder overview. Gemini is an air sign, and it is ruled by Mercury, and it is symbolized by the twins. So usually Gemini people are very self-sufficient because it's male, female, two in one, two for the price of one. Uh-huh. And you have K2, the southern node of the moon, in the first house, which brings spiritual inclinations. And you should, from time to time, be alone. In other words, go on a spiritual retreat or an ashram or just take even a weekend or something and just go deeply inside, deep meditation, yoga, spiritual practices, Zen, Buddhism, Christianity, whatever your religion is, whatever your spirituality is, it's okay to put some attention to that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you have an exalted sun,
it
says you can gain income through your own self-efforts and through connection with authority figures. You have Sun, Mars, and Venus all in Aries. It makes you very dynamic, very independent. You have Moon in the third house, so your self-expression can be connected with the public, hotels, restaurants, hospitality. I like your Moon here is it's called a waxing Moon. You were born a couple of days before a full Moon.
Hmm.
So it's a nice, strong Moon, and you have a nice Jupiter in its own sign of Sagittarius, which is favorable for relationships, partnerships, and marriage. However, Jupiter's only 0 degrees, so it's good for you to wear a yellow sapphire gemstone to help protect your liver and your gallbladder and your hips. And it was also good for you to wear an emerald gemstone for property, domestic peace, and happiness at home. So you have the fourth ruler of home life, Mercury, in the 12th house, which is separations and long distance, so that's why you don't live in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the fourth ruler isn't. You could have actually even traveled abroad or lived abroad. Did you ever do that at all?
11 countries.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Lord the fourth in the 12th. Fourth is where you live, and the 12th is foreign lands. So you can visit foreign lands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a nice Saturn in its own sign of Aquarius. This is very good for longevity, by the way. So you have a nice, strong Saturn. Did your father work in manufacturing or industrial activities, service
to
other people?
No, he was sick all of his life with tuberculosis. So
okay,
he had a lot of brilliance in that, but he never actually could hold a job down.
Okay, well, here's what it is. Is that K2, which is the southern node of the moon, is sitting in your first house, and it has to do with old karma and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And it aspects 5, 7, and 9 houses from where it sits. So The ninth house is the house of Father. So K2's influence on the house of Father caused some old karma for your father. So some suffering, setback, health issues, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the it would have been good if we if our parents had this knowledge, we would have done a few remedies in your chart that would have helped your parents. And of course, if they had this knowledge, they could have done remedies in their own chart to help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get into this transit situation and timing of events. You are actually in the Shani Mahadasha, Saturn main period, which started in March 99. It's a 19-year cycle. It runs until March 2018. So you still have another 8 years, you know, 8.5 years to go of Saturn. It is a favorable planet for you. It's in the ninth house of Dharma, divine grace, good fortune, spiritual journeys. I like Saturn. Wear lots of dark blue colors, navy blue colors, even wear a blue sapphire gemstone. That's quite good for you. Now, there are sub-periods within main periods, and this sub-period is, the current sub-period right now is Surya, which is the sun, and that started March 11, 2009. It's favorable for you, and it runs until February 20, 2010, and then you will go into a year and a half of the moon, which is also favorable for you, and that's followed by a year of Mars, which is favorable for you. So you've got some good sub-periods which can help you swim with the stream instead of against the stream.
I understand.
Between now and February 20th, 2010, put a lot of attention on the sun. So I would get roses, keep a bunch of roses in your house. I would get rose-tinted sunglasses. You can get ruby colors. Very, very good for the sun period. When you go into moon next February for a year and a half, then wear some pearls and keep lots of white colors around. That's very good. Now, there's been a very difficult transit for all Gemini rising signs for 2009. We need to talk about that. Jupiter, ruling your seventh house of relationships, partnerships, marriage, and Jupiter ruling your liver, gallbladder, and hips, went into its debilitation sign of Capricorn for 2009, and into your eighth house, which is a very difficult house.
Yeah.
And so I've had a lot of Geminis call me going through divorces, separation, health problems. And what's going to happen is that around Christmas, Jupiter is going to be finished with that very vulnerable transit. And for the next 3 years, the transit of Jupiter will be much, much more favorable for you.
Oh, God, did I need to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, how's that for you, Sue, for today?
Yes, yes, I really appreciate
it. Well, wonderful. And be sure to send have someone send that email to David, and he will get you the your chart back to you via email.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Well, thank you, Sue, for calling.
Sure.
And it's that easy. You can call 564-1290-805-564-1290. Or if you're listening live on the internet, streaming at richarddugan.com, 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. You know, David, you made an interesting comment, and that actually dovetailed off of a question I was going to ask you. If this kind of thing ever gets, you know, tiresome, old, and boring for you, because, you know, you may have a different person, but it's kind of like the same old stuff over and over again. But you answered that. You said, no, I love this. This is great.
Oh, this is so fascinating. I mean, my wife says that, you know, people could call me on my deathbed and I'll get up and do charts, you know. It's just, this is the most profound knowledge, in my opinion. Now, you know, everybody has different lives, different paths, no question. And again, as I said earlier in the conversation, you know, I lost my mother at birth, you know, through some separation, and then even that didn't work out so well for me. So I pretty much, you know, been independent most of my life, and so it took me on different paths, and it took me on the path of what we can call spiritual seeking and looking for deeper answers in life. And you know, 35 years ago, I took up the practice of meditation, and I think meditation is a great thing for people to do on a regular basis for health and happiness. But I just kept studying, and then I, you know, 22 years ago, I started studying this Vedic astrology, and it's just so profound. It's been so helpful in my life and my family's life. But, you know, I also love sharing the knowledge with clients. And most of the time, like we just had with Sue, you know, she could completely resonate with this knowledge. Now, it's not for everyone. Not everybody mm-hmm. believes in astrology, and that's fine. They're entitled to what I call their non-belief. But I do think that Vedic astrology, you know, that astrology, that the planets, you know, the ancient rishis of India flat out said that the planets bestow on living beings effects due to their karmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are living out our karmas. I often say that in the beginning, God created the law of karma and then retired. In other words, people, God isn't doing anything. People are just living out their karma.
Yeah.
So it means it's very important for people to sow the seeds of good karma. In other words, the purity of thought, purity of word, purity of action in the present moment.
Yeah.
This produces our destiny. This produces our horoscopes. So when we take the high road, I think we have better results. I often say there are only two types of persons in the world: those who live to give happiness to others, and those who live to give unhappiness to others. So
yes.
Figure out which camp you're in, and I try to steer clear of those that bring unhappiness.
Yeah, well, I do the same. Matter of fact, one of my favorite comments that you've made to both Amrita and to some of the others has been one of the remedies, or just one of the things to do, is feed the birds in the morning. And since I go out and let the chickens out into the run and give them more food, we're both sort of feeding the birds in the morning. We actually have on the line two callers, and our first caller is a good friend of ours, Elizabeth, and she's on the line, and you're on the line, Elizabeth, with David Hawthorne, our three-minute astrologer.
David, I'm so thrilled. You know, I was just listening to the last lady that you were reading, and you mentioned for Gemini rising folks, which I am, that it was a difficult 2009, and I have to tell you, something really struck home. I had a severe accident a while ago in 2008. In 2009, I've had terrible, terrible problem with my hip based on this. And you said something about the hip and Gemini rising and 2009 being a problem with the health in that area.
Well, bear in mind, Elizabeth, though, that was geared towards Sue in particular because of her birth date, time, and place. So if you gave him your birth date, time, and place, he would be better able to fine-tune that for you for the rest
wonderful.
Of 09 and into 10.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth, for the compliment. I appreciate it. What is your date of birth?
Okay, August 25th, 1956.
And your time of birth?
12:33 after midnight.
So that's a.m.?
Yep.
You're one of those.
12:33 a.m.
And it was St. Louis, Missouri.
See, I'm convinced that America is tilted slightly southwest. And everything loose rolls to Southern California.
Yes, that could well be.
I have never heard that before, but I like it.
Well, I can't take credit. That's Oscar Wilde.
I love it.
But you did say, David, that Gemini rising people.
Yeah, but let me. Richard's right. We have to.
Yes. Okay.
We have to do it based on your chart, and there may be something else coming up. We don't want to give you the wrong information. So let's start fresh here. I'm not using Western astrology. I know in Western astrology, yes, your Gemini rising sign in Western, but I'm using Vedic astrology from India. We subtract 23 degrees, and your rising sign in Vedic astrology is actually Taurus.
Wow.
And so just bear with me now. And then your sun sign also moves back out of Virgo into Leo. It's at 8 degrees Leo. And your moon sign is in Pisces. Now, I can still account for your current situation, but it's not because you're a Gemini rising. You're a Taurus rising.
Interesting.
Now, okay, so let's see how this works in there. Now, you're a Taurus rising sign, which is an Earth sign ruled by Venus. And Earth sign persons are very practical, self-made, hardworking, ambitious, truthful, and loyal. And the Taurus rising sign is very intellectual because Mercury rules your fifth house of mind, and you have Mercury sitting in the fifth house of mind. That's why you started right off the bat. You made the connections. You're already intellectual. You're already thinking this thing through. But it is something else that's going on, and I will help you fix your chart. Meanwhile, the most favorable planets for you always. None of these will ever cause harm for you. Our sun, moon, Mercury, and even Saturn. So what I would encourage you to do is to strengthen those four planets. For example, you can wear a ruby for the sun, you can wear a pearl for the moon, you can wear an emerald for the Mercury, and you can wear a blue sapphire for the Saturn. So those are four wonderful gemstones. I would remove and put into your safety deposit box, if you are wearing a diamond, yellow sapphire, or red coral, because those three gemstones could actually cause damage to you. They're not favorable gemstones. That's, you know, the ancient kings and queens and royal persons of India always had an astrologer in their court, and the astrologer would advise the proper gemstones, and they would wear them on their crowns and pendants and rings, because the gemstones can bring the planetary energy into the physiology, giving health, wisdom, compassion, courage, and longevity of life. Now, by the way, just so you know, very interesting chart here. Mercury's in its own sign of Virgo at 5 degrees, free from any afflictions. It's a beautiful Mercury. That gives you good skin, good intelligence, good analytical problem-solving capabilities. And you have moon in Pisces. Moon in Pisces makes you tender-hearted and intuitive. You have an empathetic nervous system. You can walk into any room and know what everybody else is feeling. You wear your heart on your sleeve, and you have compassion for other people. Does that make sense?
I think people that know me would think that, yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of compassion for other people. You have a lot of, you wear your heart on your sleeve, very tender-hearted. You have moon in Pisces. That's a water sign, very tender, and very intuitive. Never doubt your intuition. And you have a wonderful sun. You have a sun in its own sign in the fourth house in Leo, and that's very good. That means you're the king. You're independent, can do things your own way, and can have some kind of royal surroundings, some kind of royal home. So I really like the position of your benefic planets. This is kind of an above average chart here. A couple little things. You do have a little bit of a weak Mars, 29 degrees, that can cause some trouble with the muscular parts of the body. Okay, Venus is causing the trouble in your life here. Let me tell you this. Venus is a wonderful planet, but not for everybody. Every rising sign has its own set of planets. And Venus for you, what it's done for your whole life is it brings some problems to you. It means you have to be very vigilant with your speech, because other people will take things the wrong way, misconstrue, misunderstand, and it brings conflict, disputes, litigation, and divorce. It can also bring some health issues. So your Venus is afflicting Jupiter's house, and that's why you can have trouble with the liver, gallbladder, and hips. So the remedy for Venus is helping sisters and women who are like sisters, especially on Fridays. And for Jupiter, you want to help teachers and clergy and students on Thursdays. And for Mars, help men who are like brothers on Tuesdays. Now, to wrap it up here, you are in your Chandra Mahadash, moon main period, that started in April 2001. It runs until April 2011. Moon is very favorable for you. So in general, it's a good time to wear white colors and to wear pearls. Now, your current sub-period, so this may be, yep, here it is. Back in July 2008, you went into a K2 sub-period, and K2 can be old karma. Now, you too, like Sue, see, this is very interesting. Both Sue, who called in earlier, and now Elizabeth, you both have K2 in the first house. That makes you spiritual seekers. See, K2 is called Moksha Karaka, significator for enlightenment, and it's sitting in your first house of self. It is important for you to be reclusive from time to time, to go on spiritual sabbaticals, very good for you. And yes, Jupiter has been debilitated this year for everybody, and that also causes trouble with the liver and the gallbladder and the hips.
Okay.
Okay, these are the main points. for Elizabeth.
Very, very interesting.
And if you'd like to touch base with David, you can do so by emailing him, david@astroview.com. And we thank you for calling, and I guess I'll see you here on Friday.
Thank you so much, David. So wonderful and so magnificently off the cuff just to know all this. I mean, this is just phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
Maybe one day we'll do that. Thank you for calling, Elizabeth. All right.
Bye-bye.
And we've kept our caller, Rich, waiting no longer. Rich, we are on the line here with David Hawthorne, our three-minute astrologer, so you need to give him your birth date, time, and place.
10-10-1955, 9:20 a.m., Huntington, New York.
Okay.
And I hope I can get it that fast. Hold one second. I think I have it here.
Okay. And this is the three-minute astrologer here on New
Paradise. So, Rich, I have you for October the 10th, 1955, at 9:20 a.m. in Huntington, New York. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, very good. So using Vedic astrology from India, this gives the Libra rising sign ruled by Venus, and Libra is an air sign, a sign of intelligence and creativity. Johnny Carson was a Libra rising sign. Clint Eastwood is a Libra rising sign. And you have Venus in the first house, which is absolutely wonderful. This is technically called the Pancha Mahapurusha Yoga, one of the five great yogas of life, to have Venus in its own sign in the first house, and you have Saturn exalted in the first house. This is actually quite good for longevity, truthfulness, patience, perseverance, endurance, but you do have an affliction to your Venus, and that can cause trouble for your kidneys, pancreas, and reproductive organs. So, and your health and your longevity. So what I'd like you to do is get yourself a 1-carat diamond gemstone. You can wear that on the ring finger of the right hand, or you can wear it as a pendant on a chain, but we need to strengthen your Venus because it's being afflicted in this chart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could also safely wear a ruby for this chart for income and friendship. See, it shows here that sun ruling your house of income is in the 12th house. So you gain income away from your birthplace,
mm-hmm.
even in a foreign land. And you have Mars ruling the 7th house in the 12th house. So that means you can marry somebody away from your birthplace or even in a foreign land, but it also means you could have some separation or loss of a partner in life, a spouse or partner. So wearing a red coral for Mars helps you with marriage, relationships, and partnerships. Wearing a ruby for the sun helps you with friendships and income and fulfillment of desires. And because Jupiter is sitting in the 11th house, you have the ability to gain income through publishing, teaching, and even law or counseling or advisory roles. And you have a wonderful moon in its own sign in the 10th house. This is very good for public favor. So you could have had a career connected with the public in some fashion. Anything, hotels, restaurants, teaching, social work, psychology. I like the position of moon in your chart. It's really quite helpful to you. But the big issue here is we need to strengthen your Venus because you are... This year has not been so good. You've been running your 12th ruler for this year, and it runs until next July. And that's followed by the K2 subperiod for about 5 or 6 months. And that's followed by a year of almost, it's about a year and 9 months of Venus. So we do need to do a couple of remedies for you, Rich, so that you really can strengthen a few of your planets for your health and a longevity. We want to take care of you by doing a couple of remedies. Now, K2 aspects sun in your chart, so I suspect that your father had some heart problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And you need to take care of your heart as well. That's why the ruby and would be a very good gemstone. So even if you don't want to get a ruby, then get some rose-tinted sunglasses and wear them. Get a ruby-colored water pitcher drinking glasses. Take some ruby-colored cellophane, put it over a window, let the ruby light come in. Strengthen your sun with rubies, ruby colors, strengthen your Venus with a diamond, White colors and pearls are good for you, but not necessary. Dark blue colors and black colors are also good for you, but not necessary. Mostly, I would like to see you strengthen your sun and your Venus. Now, can I ask you a delicate question? What's the situation with your spouse? Is she okay?
I'm single now, so I don't have a spouse at the moment.
Okay, so that the reason you don't have a spouse is because your seventh ruler is in the 12th house. That causes loss of wife. So I wasn't sure if it was through a health issue or a divorce issue or a separation or something. But that's, so the red coral gemstone, you know, again, our parents did not have this knowledge, so we didn't do the remedies. And if we do the remedies early on, it helps, it helps reduce problems.
Well, there you go, Rich.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And that's how easy it is. And David, we're going to squeeze one more caller in. Barbara, you're on with the Three-Minute Astrologer. What's your birth date?
June 15th, 1926.
Okay, June 15th, 1926. Go ahead.
And it's my birth certificate says 9 p.m., like on the dot, and I'm not sure if they were that accurate in those days.
Well, let's hope it's close. And where were you born? What city, state?
San Jose, California.
All right, we finally got ourselves a real Californian. Okay, let me just write. I have to put in here, so it's Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, and then I also put KZSB. Is that the station?
That's it.
I keep all these with the same last name. That way, if we need to look them up in the future, we have them.
Oh.
Or if somebody calls it, so I'll have it. Okay, so anyways, now let's take a look here for Barbara. Barbara, okay, this is called Danu Lagna, one of my favorite rising signs. It's a Sagittarius rising sign. And Sagittarians are do-gooders. Jupiter rules your chart, so you have the ability to learn anything and to teach anything. See, I say you're not the king, but you are the advisor to the king. You should be involved in law, religion, counseling, teaching. You can be a professor. Now, you too, like Sue, who called earlier, and Elizabeth, who called earlier, you also have the southern node of the moon, K2, in the first house, and that always makes one a spiritual seeker. So it's very good for you to do meditation, yoga, spiritual practices. Now, your K2 is aspecting your Venus, and so I'd like you to wear a diamond gemstone to protect your kidneys, pancreas, and reproductive organs. And I also would like you to wear a blue sapphire gemstone to protect your Saturn and your longevity. And this influence on Saturn could cause some problem relative to younger siblings. Do you have any younger siblings?
No, older.
Okay, the reason you don't have any...
One sister.
So you have an influence on Saturn that causes problems relative to younger siblings. In this case, it limits the number of younger siblings. So that's why wearing a blue sapphire gemstone, dark blue colors, very good for you, for your longevity, for your teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, and ankles.
Boy, you've just given me a great excuse to go out and buy a beautiful
You need a diamond and a blue sapphire. Those are both excellent for you. Just wear them. All the ancient kings had them, and the queens and royal persons. Now you have a nice sun, and your sun is in Gemini. In both systems, both in Western and in Vedic. And Sun in Gemini makes one social. You have Mercury in the seventh house. It says you could marry someone you meet in your career. Did you ever marry somebody you met in your career?
I am married to somebody in my career.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, you're very good.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you. So now you have Jupiter in the third house of self-expression. So you should be publishing, teaching, consulting. And you have Venus in the house of mind. So you have a very good mind for the fine arts, performing arts, and healing arts. So these are some of the main points. Now let me just tell you where you are in terms of timing of events because we're running out of time. Saturn, you're in the Shani Mahadasha, Saturn main period. It started 3 years ago, and it's a 19-year cycle. And Saturn for you is exalted, well-placed in the house of friendships and income. You could gain income through service to humanity, hard work, dutifulness, social work. Now, your Saturn is under the influence of Rahu. It can make you ambitious, but I would wear a blue sapphire gemstone, about 2 to 5 carats in size, should be worn on the middle finger of the left or right hand, or is a pendant on a chain. The back of the gemstone should touch the skin. Let the light get through.
Mm.
So right now, because you're in Saturn main period, I would strengthen Saturn as much as possible. Lots of navy blue colors, blue sapphire colors, but wear that blue sapphire. So good for you, Barbara. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Barbara, and I hope you'll keep listening.
Sure hit it on the nail with the performing arts, too.
Well, wonderful. We hope to hear from you again, too.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
And that is pretty much going to wrap up our program for today. We're fast approaching the end of the hour, and it goes fast when we have callers like that, David. I have a question, and I want to ask you. Now, I know you told us that you, you've been seeking and searching for 30-plus years, and, of course, you've been giving astrological readings through the Vedic astrology for the last 22 years. And I'm sure that there are a lot of other things that, prior to those 22 years ago, that you could have been doing. I'm sure that there were other directions that maybe you thought about going before astrology came along. And I'm just wondering, why this, why now?
Well, as I said, what happened to me is when I got a reading 22 years ago, I was impressed enough to take it seriously and to begin to study it. Now, I didn't set out to be an astrologer. I consider myself the accidental astrologer. And in fact, if 30 years ago you gave me a list of 100 professions, astrology would have come in dead last.
Right.
And I was doing quite well in my other profession that I've been involved, I was also involved in for about 30 years. But over time, as I really began to realize the value of astrology, this is not entertainment. This is not a kid's game. This is not for couch potatoes. In fact, back in India, this was known as Raj Vidya, kingly knowledge. So it's knowledge for kings.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowledge for leaders. This is one of the reasons I love doing the show in Santa Barbara, because you're surrounded by kings out there. You're surrounded by royal persons. Santa Barbara is one of the most beautiful places on earth to live. And so the people out there are very highly evolved souls. They're very royal souls, kings and queens and royal persons. And so this is why I share the knowledge. This is not for couch potatoes. I don't do the. I stopped doing radio shows on you know, for people who don't have an appreciation for this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, anyways, my point is, why me? Why now? So, I just once I realized that this was legitimate. This is a beautiful divine insight into people's lives, and this could be worthwhile. I think this is more. A better profession that I think I don't see how somebody could be a counselor, a marriage counselor, a school counselor, a healthcare counselor without this knowledge.
Yeah,
it just gives us a deeper level. Look at how many people today.
Oh yeah.
That, oh yes, I had problems with my hips, or I had this, or I had this, because this was a gift from the ancient rishis of India, a divine insight into our karma, into our field of action, into our health, our psychology, our relationships, our finances, our spiritual side, our children. You know, like the last guy, Rich, I said, you know, there's a separation from wife, loss of wife.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for sharing that gift here on Tell Me Your Story. We're going to have you back in hopefully February 2010, so those who were not able to get through will be able to call in at that time. But they can also get in touch with you at astroview.com. That's astroview.com. Or email him, david@astroview.com. David, once again, thank you for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story. Love to Lal. We'll talk to you next.